level agreement was the question. What are they? 100% uptime, access times, just standard data center service agreements. But as Niall said, it's the same price for everybody. It's the same service level for everybody. It's the same level of security for everybody. It's the same level of security accreditation. Everything is standard and the same, and actually it's pitched very high. The other thing that we offer is a guaranteed efficiency in the data center. Again, that's kind of tied to the service level. It's the lowest, the most efficient, the lowest level of what's called PUE in the UK. So again, all the departments are benefiting from the aggregation of the government coming to the joint venture.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Okay, thank you. So I've got a very short time to tell you about 4 years of activity. So just clicking through, hopefully. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so Niall mentioned that the strategy was to disaggregate from the large systems integrators. That they were our enemy, if I could say it like that, when they started, because my job was to empty their data centers and their job was to stop me emptying their data centers. And that's what we've done over the last 4 years, and that's where a significant amount of the savings I'll show you in a minute have come from. And as Niall said, really the original vision was for this to be the dumping ground for legacy systems that couldn't translate into the cloud. But that's not what it's turned out to be. So what we are is the digital transformation enabler for the public sector. We're finding that departments cannot get to the cloud unless they start to come through Crown Hosting and start to make the change by breaking up their legacy contracts, taking the hosting out, putting it in Crown Hosting, and then finding the optimum solution, whether that be a private cloud or a public cloud. And the key point here is our contract and our agreement with the government is flexible. We focus on our customers, because their needs and the needs of their customers are constantly changing, as are the technological options that are coming through. So if you solution and tie yourselves down too tightly at the beginning of the process, you can never deliver what your customers want, and therefore you won't be successful. So a little bit on SLAs in here, 100% availability. We're not allowed to let any of the bad guys in. We've got to keep the data safe and secure. We set out from the start to be proud of the service we delivered and to give a service, to be that small customer who's quick, agile, responsive, and helps the departments. And I'll touch more on that in a minute. The agreement that we have formed between us is perfectly aligned. We are in no conflict at all. It's so simple. All we do is provide data center services. We're not trying to grab everybody else's land. We're not trying to become a systems integrator. The government aren't trying to force us to do that. We just do what we're really good at. So we focus on happy customers, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. The key point at the bottom is your customers do not know how to move from their legacy data centers into what we have in the UK. We have to help them. They don't have the skills. They don't have the corporate knowledge. And they don't have the time. So although we provide just data center space, we actually spend as much time advising the customers on how they can do it in a successful way. And I think that has made us very successful as well. So what have we delivered to date? 9 times the expected volume in the first 4 years. Why? Because we're easy to use. It's excellent value for money. It's very flexible. They are state-of-the-art facilities. And we're frankly easier to deal with than the current supply chain. We've delivered more than 15 times the expected savings. I've put some numbers down there. Niall didn't. But you know, these are significant numbers. Obviously, it's in pound sterling. Over £1.5 billion saved to the British taxpayer in 4 years. We've onboarded more than 60 customers, ranging from the largest central government departments to National Health Service, police forces, councils, health trusts, education departments, Office of National Statistics, charities, you know, largest to the smallest. And it's standard, same for everybody. okay, just to give you a feel, every time somebody comes from their legacy outsourced position or their in-house data center provision, they save between 50 and 70% on a like-for-like basis. That's the price of the infrastructure. The cost, because our data centers are the most efficient in the UK, the cost of electricity also halves. So, for example, the Department of Work and Pensions are saving over £30 million a year just in electricity charges. So just some more comparisons in there. Some departments thought they could do it themselves, so they ran, one of them ran a competition, and we were half the price after they'd run a nine-month competition. Another department went to their supplier and said, we really don't want to move because it's hard work. Give us your best and final price. And we were three times cheaper than the legacy best and final price. These are the types of savings that Crown Hosting has driven into the government. But as Niall said, it's more than just savings. It's allowing departments to get on that digital transformation journey and move to a hybrid private or public cloud. And that's been the real enabler. The last bullet on here is also quite important. We have an obligation, which is kind of aligned to the service levels, to run business continuity and disaster recovery exercises every year. We do that. What we've actually found is the government departments don't. So by us having the obligation to do it and then going to the department saying, we're going to run an exercise, how are you going to relate to us on that? They've then found that they don't actually have business continuity and disaster recovery in the resilient format that they should have. So again, there are some other benefits that come out of this other than just cost savings. So just a little graphic about how much we're saving. The agreement has been extended for another 4 years, and we think we've got another £2 billion at least of savings to generate in the next 4 years. So pretty much the last couple of slides now. Because the data center is so efficient, and as I said, we're using half of the energy, it actually is a big contributor to the UK reducing its carbon footprint, and that's what this slide is trying to say. Again, we don't mark up the charges of the electricity that we pass on to the customers that are in there. In the legacy contracts, they all had a cost-plus element. So actually, the more inefficient it was, the more electricity that the department uses, the more profit that the legacy provider makes. So they've got no incentive to make it more efficient. So some of the things that we found over the last 4 years, as I said, it's difficult to move. People don't want to move, is the honest answer. People don't like change. If they get the opportunity to extend their legacy contract, they will. So we're trying to close back doors on them extending legacy contracts. And we just try in every time we go to see customers, there's always a list of excuses why they can't come to Crown Hosting, why they can't move. And our job, frankly, is to take away the excuses, whether it's too difficult, I haven't got the people to do it, it's not secure enough. And we've got answers for all of this, and it's taken the best part of 4 years to get there, where between our teams, they're well-versed in answering all the excuses. And when you lay it out on the table that you're going to save yourself some 50 to 70%, they're kind of obliged to come and join us. Some more key challenges. The way that the UK Treasury structures its money is it likes one-off payments, which is called capital expenditure. It doesn't like operational expenditure. But actually, we want to stop people building their own data centres. We want them to come to the shared data centre, which is Crown Hosting. So we need to persuade central government to change how it gives money to allow and enable that strategy, or else we're trying to do one thing, and the way that Treasury is giving money to the departments is driving a different behaviour. So that's something we need to overcome. The second point is a similar one. The smaller organisations that come into Crown Hosting are asking us to deliver more services. We don't do that as a joint venture, but what we've done is surround ourselves with companies that do deliver the services that the smaller organisations are asking for. And that's it. Any questions?
What about in your experience about two or three critical points in this kind of relationship between you and the government? In in terms of services, in terms of capacity to be able to give the right services in time, and so on.
Do you want to have a go, and then I'll have a go.
Excuse me. The first part is delivery. It's actually the proof is in the pudding. Actually, the savings are there. And these are real savings. They're not just cost avoidance. They're actually cash savings for people. It's also having the teams on message as well. Have a very simple go-to-market proposition. I think initially when Crown Hosting was launched, the proposition was a bit confused as to what it was. But over time, we've honed it down to, you know, it's just co-location services that will save you money, that release the cash to do your digital transformation. And then as part of that, we then go and advise people to sort of say, use the case study from other departments. These are the lessons learned. These are along the journey is. These are the risks. These are the inflection points. And just pass those across so people can build on them as well. So by getting the case studies, it makes it much, much easier to share the information. But people say, it's real.
I think if I could just add to that. At the start of this, we knew that we could save a load of money for the UK taxpayer. We knew we could provide a data centre with state-of-the-art. We knew we could provide a more secure facility. But actually, it takes an awful lot of time and a lot of persistence to persuade people. And the one lesson is you've got to stick at it, because it probably took the first 12 months to persuade the first customer to really engage with us. It would have been too easy to say, let's just give up. But we didn't. We stuck at it, and you know, it's been very successful ever since.
Thank you very much. Thank you.